have been reserved for the king's pleasure. Therefore, the king's portion is reserved for you. A prepared position awaits you with the King of Kings sitting at the head of the table. He desires that you sup with him in the presence of your enemies. By accepting his personal invitation, your needs are met, the desires of your heart fulfilled, and to top it off, you will receive the exceeding abundant above all you can ask for or even think of. Imagine that. The more you understand the king's heart, without a shadow of a doubt, you will begin to make more room for heaven's treasures.
Welcome to King's Portion. This is Catherine Joy Foster. And the theme of our program today is Hope Reposes in God's Love. We're going to look in Zephaniah, the third chapter, in the 17th verse, which reads, "The Lord thy God is in the midst of thee, is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing." When I think of God's love, it is so big that he can even rest in his love. So we know that when we have an hope that he fills us with and we're able to rest in his love, know this, that because his love never fails or becomes obsolete, we will never be disappointed. I'll be right back after this message from our sponsor. Plan to stay tuned for the entire program today.
The Catherine Joy Foster Music Ministries is a 21st century multimedia marketplace ministry. In your discovery, you will find the power of God present to go where you are, to take you where Jesus is, raising you up, repairing you, restoring you, so that you can be as Jesus is in this world. Now available for workshops, banquets, conferences, webinars, concerts, prayer meetings. You can call area code 216-486-8615, extension 1. Again, that's area code 216-486-8615. Extension 1. Proud to be an advertiser for King's Portion Web Radio.
Welcome back to King's Portion. Again, the theme of our program is Hope Reposes in God's Love. Because the love of God never fails, fades, or becomes obsolete, you will never be disappointed. We're going to look in Isaiah, the 30th chapter, in the 15th verse, which reads, "For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning, in rest, shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. And ye would not." God is saying to us, when we return to him, and when we rest in him, then that is when salvation is going to flourish and it cannot be stopped. And the hope of it seeing to the end is sure. He says, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Because when we're able to rest, we will be quiet. We won't have all these undertones going on. And there will be the state of confidence in our strength, which is because of his strength. So the only way that that can't happen is if we don't allow him to be our strength and to be our only hope, because we're looking somewhere else and we're not looking to him. When we look to God as our source and our only strength, then we can know that we will be moving forward in the strength of the Lord, even in the midst of weakness. Let's look in Isaiah, the 40th chapter, the 28th through the 31st verses from the Living Bible, and it reads, "Don't you yet understand? Don't you know by now that the everlasting God, the creator of the farthest parts of the earth, never grows faint or weary? No one can fathom the depths of his understanding. He is power to the tired and worn out, and strength to the weak. Even the youth shall be exhausted, and the young men shall all give up. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." That word, wait, in Hebrew, means not just to expect, not just to hope for, or not even just to wait for, but it means to bind together until your strength is changed to God's strength. So what do you have then is that God is the one who puts you together and keeps you in place. So no one can take you apart. That's the love of God. That is all we need to do then, is to let go and to let God do the exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. On our program today, you're going to enjoy the music of Keith McKelly. Now let's hear him as he presents Let Go.
Show you how easy it would be.
visit us on the web at blog.kingsportionlive.com. That's blog.kingsportionlive.com. Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today, again, is hope reposes in God's love, because the love of God never fails, never fades out, nor becomes obsolete. You should never be disappointed. Let's look in 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, the 7th through the 10th verses from the Message translation. And it reads, because of the extravagance of those revelations, so I wouldn't get the big head. I was given a gift of a handicap to keep me in a constant touch with my limitations. Satan's angel did his best to get me down. What in fact he did was push me to my knees. No danger then of walking around high and mighty. At first, I didn't think of it as a gift and begged God to remove it. Three times I did that. And he told me, my grace is enough. It's all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness. Once I heard that, I was glad to let it happen. I quit focusing on the handicap, the hindrance, and began appreciating the gift, grace. It was a case of Christ's strength moving in on my weakness. Now I take limitations in stride and with good cheer. These limitations that cut me down to size, abuse, accidents, opposition, bad breaks, I just let Christ take over. So the weaker I get, the stronger I become. So this is Paul saying, not just that his grace was enough, God's grace was enough, but he said the grace actually raises the barrier so that he can go right through the opposition, because he was no longer trying to struggle in his own strength, but he can focus on just resting in the strength of the Lord. He learned how to lean not on his own understanding, but lean and trust in the Lord. So he had to learn how to access the power that was within. And he did that through humility, so he would always have the advantage. That encourages us today to know this, that we can focus on all things working together instead of focusing on anything that could take us apart. So can you see that binding together with God so that their grace can have that rhythm of life, that you can experience it without fail? I'll be right back after this message from our sponsor.
I was just standing there, basking in the sun, and all of a sudden, I was soaking wet. There wasn't a sign in the sky, so I was unprepared without an umbrella. But in the end, it just didn't matter. I loved every minute of it. I knew I was living under open heavens. It really does give new meaning to being overtaken by blessing. Not a dry spot. This is Fran the Fan of HDOR. Uh-oh, here comes the rain again.